This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hello, welcome in. My name's Triana Butler. This is The Sound of Now interview series. It is the bit where you get to hear the extended versions of conversations that go to air on The Sound of Now on Monday nights at 6 o'clock on Joy 94.9. Now, this artist, I've been such a fan since tracks like Naked in Manhattan, since Pink Pony Club, since My Kink is Karma, even in Femin Anomenon. I did pronounce that correctly. And then she dropped Red Wine Supernova and just absolutely took over the Joy playlist. I'm talking about the out and proud US artist Chapel Roan. Now, we had to hold off on dropping this podcast because she dropped some spoilers in the interview that were not meant to be in there. So we had to kind of hold on to it for a little while. But now it's all out in the world, so we can absolutely say it. Here is my chat with Chapel Roan. I'm so glad that we managed to get you in because we've been slamming Red Wine Supernova. Naked in Manhattan was one of my most played songs last year. Chapel Roan, welcome. Woo!
Wow, thank you.
Yo, I rinsed that song. I was starting to get questions. People were looking at my like playing now thing and being like, is everything okay? You're back on this song again.
It's fun. It's too fun.
I am such a fan of what you do, Chapel. I mean, it feels like your music has this really, I guess, kind of joyous reflection on finding yourself and working out who you want to be. Like, tell me about that whole side of yourself and how you've come to be this version of yourself that's standing here today.
I think it definitely took many years to be the version I am today. Being comfortable in queerness, being comfortable with just dressing the way I do, doing makeup, dancing the way I do, and honestly writing songs how I do now took a lot of time and a very slow process of accepting those versions of myself that were dying to get out. But kind of the music kind of allows me to be, and the project itself allows me to express myself in pretty much whatever way I want to. I can dress however I want, do my makeup, sing whatever type of song I want, because it's so free flowing. There's not really any rules in pop, at least with my project. So it's very easy for me to express myself, however.
See, I always find rules kind of give me like a structure, like something that I've got to kind of work towards. And then there's creativity that comes out of that. You work better with no rules?
I think the rule that I have always kept to is if it's not 100% yes, then it's a no.
Hell yeah.
And
I mean, that's life advice right there.
Yeah. And so that has served me well. And the other way I kind of really acknowledge myself within my art career is, would this make my inner child happy? And does it give me butterflies? And that is how I run things. So that's how I decide if I want confetti or not at the show, or if I want to wear gyms or not, or I want to, you know, it just is such a good compass in myself that is honestly right, like 99% of the time, I feel like.
That's such a whole huge part of that, you know, queerness and becoming comfortable with that is kind of trusting your instinct and your intuition and figuring out who you are. And to that point, you know, you through your music and through the way you choose to represent yourself, you have this real deep connection to the LGBTQIA+ communities. Tell me about just how important that is for you.
I think it took me a long time to even recognize the importance, because I didn't know how to take my queerness seriously until I moved to Los Angeles from my small town in Missouri. Missouri is in what is called the Bible Belt of the United States. So there was just a lot of deep-rooted connection of my internalized homophobia with how I was raised. Regardless of how my parents raised me, it was just kind of like in the atmosphere. So that took a long time to even understand my queerness in general. And then kind of once I moved to LA, the queer community, the gay clubs, drag, queer language even would like freed me. And it's important to me now because that is the community that saved me. So it is important to give back to the queer community, especially when most of my audience is queer. So if I'm, you know, profiting off the queer community, it's only my duty to make sure that a portion of the tickets are going back to a trans charity. You know, I'm trying to make sure that the tickets are accessible, merch is accessible. Like, I'm not trying to like drain queer people's wallets with this project. It is mostly to give back. And in the way of, you know, money, giving money back, the other part is creating shows that are a safe space and to inviting the whole audience to dress however they want. There's themes. So it's both like soul freedom and also like honestly hoping to help financial freedom for queer people.
I also love the themes that you've got there for them, because there was different themes each show. You were getting everyone to wear costumes to the shows. Like, when you look at artists who are on this level, you look at like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift seem to be two artists that people are like making custom costumes for the shows. And then you're just like, hey, I'm Chapel Roan and this is the theme. And if you're coming to this show, you're dressing like this. And people do it.
They do. They do it. It's awesome. It's amazing. I am picking out the themes for the fall tour today.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big day.
Can you give us a little sneaky preview?
Oh yeah. I can tell you. There's of course the last, we're reusing some of the themes because they're just too good from last tour, but we have Pink Pony Club, Naked in Manhattan. We have My Kink is Karma. And then there's new songs that we have themes for. Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl is like a space theme.
Woo!
And then we have Guilty Pleasure, which is a drag queen theme or just drag performer inspired theme. And then we have Kaleidoscope, which is rainbow theme.
Oh my God.
So
perfect.
We have like six really slay themes to go for.
Hey, I want to introduce you to Winnie. He's on Work Experience with us here at Joy this week, and he's a bit of a musician himself, and he's got some questions for you. So I'm going to move out the way so that he can get behind the mic. Winnie, go for it. It's all you.
Great. Hi. So I've been listening to your music nonstop for like the past week and going through your whole discography. And I wanted to know how you like write lyrics and what's your process for creating your songs?
Most of the time the process is, how do I make something fun to sing on tour? What's fun to party to? Otherwise, the songs, like the ballads and stuff are just, we have to be, it's more of a delicate process. But the process is, I usually think of I hear a song or I think of a concept and I'm like, oh, this is what I want to recreate this feeling. So for Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl, for example, you haven't heard that one, but it's very pop. And I literally got the title from an Architectural Digest YouTube video. And they were like, oh, you know, like her house is very, you know, it's super modern. It's ultra graphic style. And I was like, oh, that's a fun title. And so that's like sometimes awesome. I write songs from the title. Pink Pony Club was inspired by a strip club in my hometown called the Pink Cadillac. So it really just depends on the song. But for the most part, I'm like, what feels good? What is pop? And
yeah, so yes. Have you been heading more into like a beat driven pop currently?
Oh yeah, I mean, I love Four on the Floor, like I just want to dance.
Yeah, cool. So you're still kind of developing your sound now?
I would say it's always evolving.
Yeah. Cool.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
That's the first time he's asked a question of a pop star ever. So I don't know, do you want to give him like a grade that he can send back to his teacher when he goes back to school next week, Chapel?
A+. A+++.
Yes. And a pop star said it, so we can't argue with it. Hey, Red Wine Supernova is the new single. God, you really snapped when I heard you like magic. I got a wand and a rabbit. Oh, bloody hell. How did this song come about?
My parents are like, Oh, so creative, Kaylee.
So you're talking about themes of songs. Tell me about the theme of Red Wine Supernova.
For Red Wine, I just thought a magician themed kind of like little lyric video situation would have been fun. And two girl magicians kind of liking each other is so interesting. I mean, the magic world is pretty dominated by male magicians. And it's like so amazing when like a girl can slay. So I was like, let's make two gay girl magicians fall in love. Like, so I just thought that was cute and fun. I mean, Red Wine Supernova is like ultimate silly pop. Like, I'm not trying to do anything revolutionary there. Like, I'm just trying to have fun. And that's what it is. And it took 3 years to finish that song.
Really?
So yeah, maybe longer. Maybe four years. Wow. Yeah, it was written the same year as Pink Pony Club.
Wow.
And it's about the same girl as I wrote like Pink Pony Club, Naked in Manhattan, and Red Wine Supernova within like 6 months of each other. And they're all pretty much about the same girl. So it's crazy to release it like 4 years later.
Well, it is all over the playlist here at Joy. So let's play it now. Chapel Roan, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for all the cute questions.
This is the Sound of Now interview series podcast where you get to hear conversations with artists. Now, that was Chapel Roan from a couple months ago around the time she dropped Red Wine Supernova. But we got to catch up again this week because she has a brand new single out. It's called Hot to Go. So today you're getting a double episode. It was a very brief chat, but here is my chat with Chapel Roan around the brand new song Hot to Go. Whereabouts are you right now, Chapel?
I'm in Dallas, Texas right now.
What's happening in Dallas, Texas? Where is this room? Is this like a hotel room? Is this your own house?
It's basically my second room at my friend Misha's house. I'm just visiting my friend.
Well, thank you for the loan of the house, Misha. We appreciate it. Hey, this new single, we only got a short amount of time with you, so I'm going to come right to it. It is an unhinged cheer song, in your words. Tell me about this song. You said it, not me.
No, it is. It's very accurate. I would say I specifically walked in the studio with my co-writer and I was like, I want something that I can teach a dance to the audience and they do it with me. And I was like, what better than a cheer song? Because I was like, I love YMCA, how classic it is, you know, so everyone knows how to do the YMCA. So I was like, let's make the same thing. And so I chose Hot to Go, which is an actual classic cheer, and I made it my own. And it is just so fun. The vocal delivery is completely different than any other song that I've done. So it's very fun, very exciting.
Now, how's this going to work? Are we going to have like a choreography video on YouTube so that we can learn the dance moves and bring them to the shows? Like, is that how this works?
Well, I teach it at the show, if you don't see the music video. So I teach it at every show. And then also we have a music video for Hot to Go and also just posting the little dance clips on TikTok and stuff. So everyone, when you come to the show, you better know the dance because everyone else will.
I'm going to go and learn choreography right now. There's an Australian artist who's just done choreography on her song, Eilish Gilligan. I've been learning for that one. I'm learning for you. We're going to do choreography when you're over here in Australia, which soon, crossing fingers, touch wood.
Soon. Oh my God. I would love to. I would love to come to Australia. I can't wait.
All right. Let's hope it's happening soon. Hey, Chapel, thanks so much for the chat today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thank you to Chapel Roan for taking the time to chat with me twice now. It's super exciting. And congrats as well to Winnie, our work experience student. You got some good questions in there. I love that for you. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not share it with someone who you think will enjoy it? Maybe they are a Chapel Roan fan. Maybe you just want to like share it on socials. I'd be down with that. And don't forget, if you want to get all the latest on this show, you can subscribe to the podcast in your podcast app of choice right now. The subscribe or follow button is right there. See there? Yeah, click that thing. You get a notification every time there's a brand new interview up. And don't forget, you can listen to The Sound of Now Monday nights at 6 p.m. every week on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.